This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As we've hit 26 minutes before 5 right here on MUT Radio, shape and own the future. This is the Campus Talk. I know you're so used to me being on the Hlanganani Midday Show, but I'm taking a different hat today. I'm doing Campus Talk, standing in for Umaleshwane Grace Ramkayelo, as well as Sinenhlanhla Wakacele. And today, I'm joined by some amazing guests that are going to be joining me in just a few minutes. We're speaking about ART. They're going to be telling me more about that. That's what I was speaking about. But I'm just going to introduce Dr. Helen. That's what she said. I must call her Dr. Helen. And then she would introduce also who she's here with. Dr. Helen, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you for inviting me here. My name is Helen. I like being called Helen. I'm with my students here. I think they'll have to introduce themselves. Thank you.
Good day, everyone. My name is Nhlanzeko Ndoweni. I'm a student of MUT doing agriculture based in animal production.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Good afternoon. It's very nice to be here once again. Sike saba khona la before, so yeah.
Oh, when?
I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Last year, August,
we were talking about the incubator and how to grow a business in Koko, since we are entrepreneurs we poultry industry.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, senya itaya in Koko, like?
Yeah, we are. So, funa nje broiler akhona.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And also, we are joined by another student.
I'm going to go to the Dr. Mapega. I'm under supervision. I'm also a tutorial assistant in the Department of Agriculture.
Oh, nice. I think we're going to start from the beginning, but also welcome, guys, all of you to MUT Radio. We're going to start with you, Dr. Helen, because I want you to like paint the whole picture for us. When we speak about EART, what are we speaking about?
All right. Just to give you a more introduction about myself, I'm a lecturer at the Department of Agriculture, and I'm a reproduction specialist. I'm also the project leader for the ART project. Just to unpack what ART is, because everybody seems to be saying ART. They don't even understand what ART is. Yeah. I'm sure you don't understand why you don't even know what it is, but today you're going to know. Yes. So ART basically means assisted reproduction. Reproductive technologies. So assisted reproductive technologies is any technologies that we use to assist in any livestock production, to assist in enhancing or improving reproduction in livestock, cattle, goats, you know, pigs, all domestic livestock. So, but it's also done even in humans. But we are not there.
Okay. I was about to ask about that. Okay. That is nice. Maybe it's also done like in chickens. Because I also want to ask, because you talked about like you have like, I had like, is it a store or is it what? I'm a brawler, I believe.
It's a business.
All right.
It's a business, yes.
Was it done through this process or the chickens just...
Absolutely.
The natural
absolutely.
Way?
It was based off both, basically, because we are doing an experiment, actually, you know, doing a controlled environment and, you know, artificial insemination.
Yeah, it is done in chickens as well, from semen collection, meaning retrieving sperms from izinkoko, and also doing the actual insemination, taking the semen from one cockerel and inseminating. Maybe you can inseminate 10 hens from one cockerel. So, yeah, so you can actually inseminate a lot of animals at the same time using one semen sample.
Okay, because I want to find out how does this actually work. Maybe you can just use an example, maybe of one animal, of how does the process actually work from the beginning, maybe up until the end, until we get that final product.
Okay, the process itself, this is what happens. So its aim basically is to, you know, improve production. So for you to have the meat that you're eating, there must be reproduction first. Right? Mm-hmm. For you to have the milk that you're consuming, there must be reproduction first. So if there is failures in reproduction, it means we won't have sufficient supply or production of meat or milk or whatsoever. Okay? So what we do is that you need to have semen. The first one will be, okay, let me talk about pregnancy diagnosis, which is one of the techniques. So pregnancy diagnosis, it's when you test, basically test if the animal is pregnant or not, right? Mm-hmm. The reason we call that assisted reproductive technology, it's because for every livestock species, we have what we call a breeding season. So for instance, for cattle, we know that breeding season starts from November. Okay, so the reason we have breeding season is that we want the animals to give birth at the same time outside the dry season, because during dry season there's no the grasses are dry, so there's not enough feed. So we control that. So that's why we have the breeding season. So what we do now is that we do pregnancy diagnosis. Say you have inseminated the animal today. So it takes about 28 days to check if the animal is positive or not, if it's pregnant or not. So within that space of breeding season between November and March. So if you inseminate in November, meaning sometime in December, you have to check if the animal is pregnant or not. So yes. So now if you find that that animal is not pregnant, whether you did artificial insemination or it was natural mating, then you are given a second chance to do what we call a rebreeding. So rebreeding basically means you bring in a bull again, because you still have a chance within that space of breeding season, as opposed to waiting for the natural processes whereby, to look at the signs of pregnancy, and that you can pick up after 5 months, 4 months, unless if you're really good. I mean, the farmers that I work with, they can tell you the animal is pregnant by looking at, the physical condition of the cow, but sometimes they get it wrong. So with the controlled breeding, when you reintroduce, then you are given a chance to breed again, then you can give that cow a chance to calf again or to get pregnant again. Okay. So we have what we call synchronization again. Synchronization, it's ultra synchronization. That one is to bring the animals to heat. So sienza ukuthi inkomo ifune inkunzi, basically. So we introduce hormones, we inject hormones to bring those animals to heat. So that's funi inkunzi, then the bull can now come and mount. So it's another ART technique, it's another technology. So with synchronization, if you synchronize 50 animals today, depending on the type of program that you are using or protocol that you are using for synchronization, in 10 days, all those 50 animals, they will be ready to take a bull at the same time. So we are also controlling the breeding. So if they sting a bull at the same time, then you know that you have 50 animals that are going to calf at the same time. Then in terms of market, it's a good thing, because in market you can say we want 100 animals. So already as a farmer, you have 100 animals that are ready to be sold. And artificial insemination on its own is just to, take the sperms that are prepared. Basically what we do, we can also retrieve semen from the bulls. It can be in pigs, it can be cattle, it can be also chicken, sheep and goats. Yes. So there is a way to get semen from all those species. Then we process it, we analyze it. Analyzing meaning that we look at the performance, we look at the sperm movement under the microscope to tell you. And this helps to advise farmers as well that the bull that you have, you need to cull it, meaning you have to sell it because it's useless. So it tells us whether your sperms are abnormal or they are normal. So it's one of the a breeding tool as well. So what we do in artificial insemination, we take the sperm, which have previously been frozen. Then we take those sperms and inseminate the animals after synchronizing them. So that's how this technique works.
Yeah, it's a very long process.
It is, but once you get to know or to get the skill, it's not really a long process. I've been with the students, and also Otkawe has been part of this program, and they find it very, very interesting. It's another part of agriculture that people are not aware of. So sometimes you get the students who are like, okay, agriculture is boring, agriculture, until they learn this part of agriculture. And now it's, you know, they become interested, they want to join me. I work with students, I take my students because I teach them. Some of the production module they want to see, and artificial insemination is part of our module content in all the livestock production module. So they are really interested in participating in this kind of a project, and I like working with them.
Ah, nice. And I think it's very useful if we look at what we've been going through about foot and mouth disease, because everything just happens so fast, happens so easy. We say, okay, you've lost like 100 cows, but you can do it with DART. So I think it's all becomes easy. But now I want us to look at some of the characteristics. I don't know who might take this one. What do you look for? Maybe in that certain animal, it's okay, this one can actually go through this process without having any problems.
Okay, let's firstly touch on the foot and mouth disease, because it's a very, very sensitive issue, especially with farmers that lost their animals. And my students will take over from that, because I would want them to explain what is it that we are doing currently to address the issues of foot and mouth disease. So actually on Monday, now the our project site is in Ikopo. We are assisting livestock farmers there, focusing on small stock this time, because previously we were working with Umzimkhulu, focusing on cattle. And by the way, we got over 80% of calving rate and some twins from the cows. So we have twins. All the pictures. Yes, the community, they are very excited. So, So they will tell me that, doctor, you are working miracles here. You know, and it's really, you know, a good thing that they see your contribution in the community. But I would want to the students to actually touch on what is it that they are doing now, the project activity at this point, with regards to the foot and mouth disease. So I'm not sure which one will take this one.
Okay. So, sengiyakhumbula manje yazi ukuthi ekuqaleni ngathi ngifike ngachaza okuningi nganga introduce kahle.
All right.
Yeah. So igama lami nguBrian Isibongo Azimbula, ne.
Sure.
Ngikhona ngale ku agriculture, ngenza i animal production, right? So, into engisenzile is last year is we joined uDr. Mbeka on a very nice, angazi ukuthi ngiyachaza kanjani ijeni yakho, yabo lona. So when we started, you know, lentule, it was like sort of like umuntu ne idea. We just wanna do more than just learn, you know. We just gonna wanna go out on the field and experience yonke lentule yabo. So then as started lentule na u talk ne, and then as you say kwi lentule na kwi ekop ne, cause kahle kahle lentule na yaqala eMzimkhulu.
Okay.
So amawele lapho makhona eMzimkhulu. Sathi masifika khona kwenziwa ilento lena artificial insemination, and it was a success. Sathola about over 80% ilento lena i success ne. And then ama farmers wakhona, they were very happy. I won't lie, they were very happy. Useko ababona abantu abadala having that expression of like ukuthi ngathi bana 12. Yeah, well, the way they were excited, you know. And then after that, they babefuna ngisho ukuthi ene bahlabele inkukhu, you know.
Basiphelele
khona, you know. So it shows that ukuthi mfethu they like they enjoy this thing, you know. So it brought that life kuthina, and then we said, you know what, we want to do more. We want to engage more on lama projects akanje, you know. And then
I don't want to disrupt, but I want to know like the process. How does it happen? Do you have like a machine that you take to that certain place that you're going to on your tola yonke into city, and then you do this whole process? or you just help them, assist them?
Well, with that, intercenter is we assist them, right?
Okay.
So whenever we basuke bekhona and they already have imfuyo yabo, they already have indlela zabo abenza ngazo.
Okay.
So now we're just educating them and then we are equipping them with the necessary skills to ukuthi yena benze njani ba bridge into i-market because that is our ultimate goal. Kuyona le ilandeleni ART yethu. Ne.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Just to add on that, the community engagement directorate, they do give us funding to buy some of the equipment so that we can be able to conduct all this artificial insemination. So we have our own equipment. You don't just go there and get sand, like then
OT, OFA, and
so there are equipment, smaller apparatus that we use to actually do artificial insemination.
Ah, that is nice.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened was Emvalo kusage sae kopo, you know, and as sisese kopo, we engaged with our farmers, we spoke with them, and they were interested in what we have to offer for them, right? So sisese kala the process yet, and along the process, it came that foot and mouth disease, which became an issue for us, right? Because now ama farmers wabo asiyasaba ukuthinta izilwane and they are loser foods instead of gaining, you know. So nathi we having less number to work with, you know. But then into eyenzekalile is because now we having ilento lena i resolution, which is currently I think Monday if I'm not mistaken, so besiyotshala ilento lena utshani, which is going to be a supplement for bona ukuze bakwazi ukuthi bagain during their pregnancy, because we already done ilento lena ART for ilwane zabo. And let me tell you something, yazi indlela ade bejabule ngayo egroupini, I wish I could share EVN ilento lena ababeyisho ukuthi ene bayakhala bathi na baqala ukubona ibehavior esuch ezilwaneni, such that ilento lena ilo iyimbuzi khona zesifazane zifuna indoda ngale ndlela leyo ukuthi kwayona inawo amandla ukuthi izowenza kanjani because of indlela ekwenziwe ngayo, yebo lona. So for that konke nje lokho, it shows improvement, but then also it shows that see, we are tackling and we're moving the right direction, you know.
That is very insightful, and I love the fact that we also spoke about foot and mouth disease with Dr. Noel, and he explained it, unpacked it, and it's a very important issue. And I love also that you also helped to untackle some of the things.
Okay, let me also add on the issue of foot and mouth disease with regard to our project activities. So like he said, when we started at Kopo around September last year, there was an outbreak of this foot and mouth disease. So if there is foot and mouth disease, you are not allowed to touch the animal. Remember, we work with government, with the Department of Agriculture. So they were trying to control and, you know, to put biosecurity measures so that we don't further, you know, transmit this disease, because it's from animal to animal contact. So if we are working with ART and we move from that site to the next site, then it becomes a challenge because we can actually transmit that virus to the next animal. So what he was talking about in terms of planting some pastures is that because these farmers, they lost the animals, the animals died, the animals lost body condition, meaning that they became really, really small, nutrition wise, and they are really sick. So foot and mouth disease, the animals are not able to go further and graze because some of the symptoms, it will be lesions on the mouth and on the feet. So they are unable to walk far for grazing because the azikuti is lwane, finally it's hambe, so tolokudla, wherever in the field, right? So now we came before, because we have to go and do more of this ART, artificial insemination.
Yes.
So inkomza khona sacile. So what we are doing is that si bafundisa how to plant amagrasses, cultivated pastures.
Oh, nice.
So our students are part of that, the student from the agriculture animal production program. Mm. So what they do, because production goes with feed, so we teaching these people, and we are actually, we have seeds. Community engagement funded us to buy some of the seeds for this pasture. So we are teaching, we are going to plant this pasture so that they can start formulating their own supplement feeding to feed this animal in preparation for the next breeding season. So our students are going to learn a lot from that because we've already started land preparation in a simulation environment, and now they are going to apply what they've learned here and work with pharmacy, which is also a good experience to have, you know, a feel of real world, what real world interaction means. And yeah, so it's a very exciting journey, and we also love that we are helping these farmers and they are receiving us very, very well.
Oh, beautiful. You know what, I'm just gonna disrupt you a little bit. Let's go here. When we come back, we have a few questions that we're gonna take, and then we wrap things up right here on MUT Talk Show. Right now, let's go to this song. We're coming back, we're continuing with the conversation. It's Tanya Devs, Mawelele Olasbali. It's Tanya Devs alongside Dumawelele. This one is called Olasbali right here on MUT Radio. Just 3 minutes before five. We're just going to eat a little bit of time here in the last hour of the show because we still have just a bit to talk about right here on Campus Talk right here on MUT Radio. We're still continuing with the conversation. Simpethe no Dr. Helen. Helen. And also I'm a student that are joining her. But also we did touch on a lot of things about the ART. But now I also want us, before we move further, just to unpack some of the challenges that this whole process must have. I'm sure it's cost a lot, but also maybe you can unpack off some of the challenges that when you go to communities that maybe you face, because I know they don't just accept easily.
Oh yeah, we do get some challenges while we're working, especially if you're working with a community that is not committed. So because communal heads, they are mostly in like communal space. There is no fence, there are no fences, and there is a lot. So for you to get this project to work, you actually need to be committed. And so if we say, you know what, a bowl, it's not supposed to be here, any kind of bowl, because we are trying to introduce the new genetics, because the current genetics are bad. That is why Otola Oti, just to mention this, communal pharmacy are not participating in the formal market. So mostly they focus on, informal markets, you know, lobola, when you sell for lobola, when you sell when you just slaughter. The only sort of formal markets they can relate to would be the auction. So there is one biggest challenge, and if the farmers are listening, this is to take home that record keeping in livestock production is very, very important. So remember, our project intends to help these farmers to move from where they are, from the smallholder position, to contribute to the communal setup, right? So record keeping is very, very important. I was just telling them that, you know what, you can have a communal farmer with a cow that is of a particular size, or maybe bones marrow, and you have a commercial farmer with the same animal, same size, same breed, everything. Then you both go to auction. When you go to the auction, the commercial farmer sells their animal for maybe 100,000 rand. And as a communal farmer, you have the same, you know, genetics and everything. And you become excited, and you're expecting that when your turn comes, you're going to get sell your animal for 100,000 as well. So, but because of record keeping, your animals can sell for 10,000 rand, or you might end up going back with your cow, because nobody's going to buy an animal that does not have a record. You don't know whether it is still reproducing. You don't know whether it has some contagious abortion issues. You cannot buy something that you don't have records, you know. So record keeping is always very, very, very important. So that is one of the challenges. Farmers, they don't keep records. So when I get there, I teach them. We host workshops. I teach them how to record by just taking a simple book, an exercise book. Record starting from today, record every activity that is happening. Yes. You know, watch your animals and make sure that, you know, if it's giving birth today, then you record whatever activity. Okay, so that is some of the challenges we have, and just to tell them that no bull is supposed to be around. So because they are excited to see now, after synchronization, the female ones, bulls, you find when you go there, you get like bulls that they've never seen. They are mixed with those cows, and they become excited. They don't understand that now we are trying to erode the bad genes and introduce new genetics. If you want to introduce the Boran, then we have to give you a good bull that is going to give you, you know, a good growth pattern, or a good quality meat. So we are trying to. So those are some of the few challenges and many that we can identify. But given that we still achieve our goal, you know, of improved calving rates.
Yeah, that is a lot. Yeah, hopefully we find a way to overcome all of those challenges. But also, you are a lecturer. So at the end of the day, everything that you do must be a teachable moment, because you do have a master student. So I just want to maybe hear from one of the students, Uthi, maybe what have they learned? Because you take a lot of trips in Yashut and Pumetop, or maybe some of the things that they have learned throughout this whole process.
So, ngibingelele once again, igama uNhlanzeko wakaNdokweni, abaningi bangazi ngo Nkani Beyisonga TikTok.
Okay. Nkani Beyisonga.
So le journey esiyithathile no Dr. Mapeka has exposed us kakhulu in terms of i agriculture. Kubalekile ukuthi uma umfundi ngathini ube exposed practically, not only theoretically, kuze ube nothando lalento leyo oyenzayo, ungabe ukuthi usuyayenza nje just ngoba uyayenza. So for me, ngathini kungiqhuqhuzele kakhulu ukuthi leli business enginalo njengamanje le agriculture, which is lisagxile kwi poultry, ngilikhulise ngalendlela le engifisa ukuthi libe likhulu, because I was operating at a small scale. But ngenxa exposure ka Dr. Mapeka going around to other places, ngabona ukuthi lento le ingenzeka if ngithatha inyathelo eyithize. Yes. And i project le yaseXopo isisize kakhulu thina as abafundi, ngoba siya engage nama farmers. And njengoba deseshilo nomfowethu Brian ukuthi on Monday we are going eXopo, whereby so we still plant ama cultivated pastures, and we're just not planting any cultivated pastures, but about my pastures lawa ane high protein ne energy.
Okay.
Ukuthi improve i production ne ilwane zilento nje i weight. And we also introduced Dr. Mapeka was introduced us to i app ekuthiwa u pasture map. Lesifundisayo ngokuthi whereby we locate a specific area of land, and then emva kwalokho izosibalela ukuthi ingakanani leyo land, emva kwalokho izosinikeza ukuthi singafaka iy'lwane ey'ngakanani la. Ngathini ngokuhlukahlukana kohlobo lesilwane, it can be like inkomo noma imbuzi noma iy'kabhu kanjalo.
Hey, you learn new things every day. I never thought there would be an app for just agriculture.
We are going digital. We are going digital.
I can see.
Not just the classroom anymore. We go digital.
Yeah, we are University of Technology exactly. At the end of the day. But also absolutely. We have a master's candidate joining us right here, and supervised by you, Doc. Also, there must be something that you are focusing on. I'm sure you have AMA research, you have papers that you are writing. Maybe you can tell us more about that.
Angiphinde ngibingelele emsakazi nabalaleli igama uSabelo wakhanyile njengoba besingishilo. Oqala nje emsakazi engifisa ukudlulisa nje nakubalaleli ukuthi I'm very grateful ukuba ngaphansi kwale project community engagement from eMangosuthu which is targeting ama communal farmers And thank you so much ku Dr. Umabheka uma ukuthi angithathe nami angifake phansi kwekhwapha lakhe kwephiko lakhe ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukuthi ngithole ngibe kule space because currently nami ngiyenza iproject which is basically about reproduction in goats. So ngithathe imbuzi kakhulu. So uba kule project kwenze kwalula kakhulu kimi sengithole a lot of exposure, ngathole engagement nama farmers, ngakwazi nokuthi ngibe expose practically kakhulu ngelwane usuku nosuku because since sebekhulumela oza wethu ngama assisted reproductive technologies, I am doing one of those technologies. So sesi synchronizele ilwane which is ama goats khona ixopho, and then I project time basically ibe I discover ifuna uku discover new methods noma new chemicals azokwazi ukuthi andise ukuzaleka kwembuzi. So currently we have discovered ukuthi on a commercial market imbuzi azikho kakhulu compared to mhlambe inkomo and other farm animals. So in this esifuna ukuyenza on my studies to maximize the population yembuzi. So we have discovered ukuthi emakhaya ibona abantu abaneimbuzi kakhulu kwa abakwazi ukuthi beyithathe imbuzi zabo beyikhulise zibe sezingeni elingangokuba bangakwazi ukuyiphilisa ngazo because since agriculture is led by department izama ukulwisana nendlala nje nokuhlupheka abantwini basemakhaya. Kuyathola ukuthi abantu basemakhaya ibona abanemfuyo kakhulu but abakwazi ukuyinakekela since oza ukuthi bemenshinile ukuthi since kune-FMD nezinye izifo ey'khona namanye ama-challenges akhona siye siye emakhaya kakhulukazi siyobasiza ekutheni bekwazi ukuthi benakekele imfuyo yabo because bephinde beyimultiply because imfuyo yabo egcineni kosuku iyona abazowathi beyiphilise ngayo. So kubona i-source of income is not just imfuyo nje for imisebenzi engeke zibazuzise egcineni kosuku. So nami njengomfundi under uDr. Mabheka I'm very grateful ukuthi ngilana kule project and ngiyakhona ukuthi ngi-explore more nami on the research space ngomsebenzi wami wesikole. And then I'm currently writing a thesis nami based on this data that we collect eXopho. So I'm very grateful. Ngiyafunda kakhulu ngibonga kakhulu ukuba ngaphansi kwale project.
Ah, nice, man.
So we are expecting the graduation next year.
Oh yeah, and we'll be there.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be there. We won't miss it. You guys are having it easy. You don't have to worry about global lands. Can just make 10 cows easy just like that. Yeah, but Doc, a little birdie told me about a certain award on the shelf. Maybe you can tell us about that. Ask me how I found out.
Oh yeah, the project we did receive a gold award for the best community engagement project last year.
Was it at the end of the year?
Yes, it was last year in the Research and Engagement Awards. Oh. In the Research and Engagement Awards last year. Hmm. And we're still planning to collect more, hey, because we are working. We will be working.
And you guys are working.
We are working. We work over the weekends. We don't do our work during the week, no. Hmm. You know, and exen very early in the mornings, we are up because farmers must be up at 5 a.m. and must be working.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, guys, for joining us on MUT Radio. This was very fruitful. I must say, no pun intended, but it was very fruitful. Also, you did mention Abantu who were happy about your work. So I want us to get into that VN just now. Just to hear, Woody, how excited was that person?
Angilele ningazibona imbuzi zike ntabeni ziyahlangana zifuna impongo ngicela impongo lana azifuni ngishugoduka
hayi akabingelela ngakubingelela webafuyi. Ah, that is nice. I think this is just proof. This is award worthy. This is just someone who's just putting out there that your work actually matters, your work is actually showing results. So thank you very much once again for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yes, just in case you missed this conversation, this will be there on our app. Just download the MET Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. You know, I'm just trying to go through here because I think I'm seeing... there is someone actually who's just saying, Sanibona MET Radio, Thobeka Chongqo. doing crop production at MUT from High Flats near Ikopo. I don't know if you know her. Also, I'm interested in this topic, even though I'm in crop production. Also, keep it up, guys. I'm so happy, guys, and I am proud of what you are doing. Keep it flowing. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is Tobega Tong. Doing crop production. I don't know. Being it in Zomazi. But yes, shout out to you also.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.